The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 4th chapter. Near the beginning of Jesus' public ministry, he visits his hometown of Nazareth. In the words of Isaiah, he states and claims his identity, purpose, and mission. I begin reading at verse 14. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our scriptures have something in common today. The thing that's in common is the work of the Holy Spirit, and it's these lessons, let it be known that the work of the Holy Spirit is alive and well in our world today, as well as in these past times that the scriptures were written. If we look back at the Old Testament lesson, maybe just a brief catch up to where they are here as this lesson takes place. The Israelites sinned against God. God sent prophets to warn the Israelites that they will be destroyed if they don't repent and turn back to them. The Israelites don't repent. Armies come in and they overrun Israel. They take many of the people, all the healthy adults and young children, off into their own countries and treat them as slaves. At this point now, as we look at this Old Testament lesson, the people have come back and they have started to rebuild. But yet something still needs to happen. They just go about their business of rebuilding what was left of their homes and their towns. But Ezra realizes that they need more than that. They need that gift of the Holy Spirit. They need God's presence in their life to remind them of who they are, that they are God's chosen people, and that they were placed there for a purpose so that they could worship God. And so Ezra, in the public hearing, reads the law of the Lord, reads the law of Moses, and the people realize, finally, that Holy Spirit comes into their lives, and they realize that they do need to repent. And they start to weep and they cry because they know the sins that they had done. But then it turns into a day of rejoicing, a day of celebration, as they are reminded that they are God's chosen people and they are back home again. In our gospel lesson today, it's at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. Here in Luke's gospel, the events that happen are that Jesus comes out of the waters of the River Jordan after he is being baptized. He goes into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And then we come to this story, which we read this morning, that he comes immediately then out to the area around the Sea of Galilee, and he starts to teach and preach in their synagogues, and then he comes here to his hometown. And this is really the first story of the public act of Jesus here in Luke's gospel. And it proclaims of who he is. He establishes who he is and what he is about. Let me read this one section again, this section that he quotes from the prophet Isaiah. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And at the end then, he says, today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. It points the way to who Christ is and what his ministry is about. He came to save the people of this earth who needed his salvation, namely all of us. But his ministry is to the poor, to the orphans, to the widows, to those who are downtrodden, those who are outcast. And that's who he came to proclaim. But what's interesting here is that this does embody Jesus. But when Isaiah originally said this, it wasn't, he was pointing to a Savior or to the Messiah who was to come, but he was also pointing to all of Israel. That all of Israel was supposed to have the Spirit of the Lord upon him, to bring good news to the poor and so forth. And that is our mission today. That God has sent us his Spirit, has filled us with his Spirit with gifts, and we then become the body of Christ. Which brings us then to that second lesson for today. That whole analogy of what Paul uses then as the body. And it has very good imagery within it. We have hands, we have feet, we have eyes, we have ears, have internal organs, we have all our body parts, and they each have a function. And we function best when all those body parts are functioning. If you hurt yourself, maybe your hand or your foot, your whole body aches. Your whole style changes. You slow down or you tenderly care for that body part that's aching or hurting. And if we bring that then, that we are the body of Christ, it's important that we're all here, that we all function. Here in this second lesson for today, this congregation of Corinth that Paul is writing to was a very talented, very gifted congregation. They had many gifts, many people within it that had great gifts of prophecy, of teaching, of healing, of speaking in tongues, of interpreting tongues. You name the gifts, they had it. But the problem was that they weren't working together. They were saying, my gift is better than yours. My gift is more important than yours. Therefore, I am more important than the rest of you. And there was all sorts of infighting going on, and nothing was being done. And here Paul writes to them that we're each a different part. Each of us has different responsibilities. Each of us has different gifts. Each of us has different ways of serving the Lord. When we come together to worship on Sunday mornings or Saturday nights, we're not just a group of 30 people or a group of 150 or 160 people. We're not just a bunch of individuals. Rather, we become the body of Christ. We are all here together. We come to listen to one another. We come to unload our worries, our troubles upon one another. We come here to pray for one another. We come here to uplift one another so that this body of Christ is restored, so that we can get about doing the mission what God calls us to do. We are the body of Christ, joined together. When one of us hurts, we all hurt. When one of us is missing, we miss that person. We miss that gift. Are those gifts that they have to bring into this ministry. Our ministry then is to go out, not just amongst ourselves, but to go out and proclaim that good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to minister to the widows, to the orphans, to proclaim the year of God's favor. We are here to proclaim that good news of Jesus Christ. You know, you think about your body. If your body's good and healthy, you feel good and you're able to do things. You actually want to get up and go do things. Think about it, though, if you were able to do even more. Think about if you had extra body parts. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra hand or two every once in a while? You know, you start to juggle things and put things together or whatever you're doing. It sure would be nice to have an extra set of hands. Or think about it, if you had extra feet or extra legs, how much faster you could move, how much more ground you could cover at one time. Or think about if you had extra brain cells of all the extra things you can think about at one time and be able to create and do. This world is filled with extra members of the body of Christ, or potential members of the body of Christ. People who have been given gifts, but they haven't realized it yet. Maybe even the gifts of faith, gifts of healing, gifts of prophecy, gifts of bringing comfort and help, gifts of discernment. There's a whole world of new people out there who are ready to come in and join the body of Christ. We are not just a bunch of individuals, but we are joined together. In baptism, God calls us His own, and we are brought into that company of God. We are here to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. We are here to proclaim the year of God's favor. May the scripture today be fulfilled in our hearing too. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.